with Mitch Seavey before the 2014 Iditarod race start. You are the reigning champion. I imagine you have a great team again this year. Everyone's talking about how great they look.
They're ready to go. Yeah, I think they're just real similar to last year.
Mm-hmm. And so obviously you're going to be in it to win it. And the trail, of course, we have to talk about that a little bit. You can't do much about it. You can't really do anything about it. A lot of ice sounds to be pretty fast. How do you make sure you keep your team in good condition through the range?
Well, if it is the way everybody thinks, and to be truthful, it never is the way that people say it is before the start. So we'll see what it is when we get there. But if it is hard and fast, one thing we do have is maybe not as much extra weight on the dogs. So their joints will hold up better on really hard trail. But that's the only adaptation we've made. I think a good dog team can handle whatever's out there. So that's what we're hoping for anyway.
Mm-hmm. All right. Talk about last year. How did you make that happen? You know, when you think back on last year and you think of the moves you made, you think of the way you handled your team, what is it about last year that had you at the finish line first to know?
Well, it boils down to the relationship that we have with our dogs, and we all do, so I can't say that mine is a greater thing than somebody else's, but we work with our dogs to come out with the best outcome, and I try to keep my dogs rested and work within their comfort zone, not overstress them too much, but obviously you have to push to that limit. So, I mean, everybody knows there's a certain amount of luck to it. We did what we did as best we could, and it worked out well, and I'm just hoping for the same result again.
Yeah. Now, your son, Dallas, you know, we talk with people and we say, like, oh, you know, who's your top three, who's your top five? It's kind of impossible to do that this year. It's so competitive. But your name is up there. Dallas's name is up there in most people's lists. Your son just did very well in the junior Iditarod. You've got to be pretty proud at this point.
Yeah, I think we got a good thing going on, and I have a lot of confidence in our team and our program. So, yeah, I mean, every year's competitive, and there's only three in the top three, so everybody's just trying to guess who they are, right?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I look forward to following your race, and I'll probably catch you again in Nikolai.
All right, we're looking forward to it. We're getting excited to go. Mm-hmm. Looks like a good day to mush.